Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just a little bit of what I told the team in the locker room. You know, you win as a team and you lose as a team. Today we lost as a team. We lost in all three phases of our football. We didn't play well enough to win. I didn't get specific with them. We'll look at the tape tomorrow, make the corrections, and continue to move on. I also told our team that they got tremendous backbone and resiliency. They fought the whole way through. The effort was outstanding in all three phases. But part of the things that really hurt us today, number one, was our slow start on defense. On that first drive, it happened fast. We knew things would happen fast. We knew they would, you know, be ready for us with 2 weeks, and we talked about that. We didn't get it done. We had the fumble and the touchdown offensively. That really hurt us. We get down to 14-0. Our guys didn't flinch. We kept fighting. We didn't stop the run today. We still had too many penalties in all three phases. That really hurt us. Field position, kicking game, offensively and defensively, the penalties really hurt us. You can go through them. Every one of them, you know, strongly affected the football game. We didn't get that done. And we weren't able to score fast enough when we got in the red zone. We had the 4th-and-1 stop. We were going to go for it on 4th down. This was a little bit of a track meet out there today, and I know that 3 points seemed like a lot. But I'm very confident that it was the right thing to do in the long run. We were hoping that our offense, if we didn't make it, our defense would make the stop, and we would be in 3-point range again. But we had to play for points today because of the nature of the game and the pace of the game. It was frantic out there, and their team speed and showed up. We hung in there with our team speed as well, particularly in the offensive side of the ball, moving the football around and making plays. So I'll just leave it at that. You know, I left it with the guys that the guys know where we stand in our division after this game. It's an opportunity to learn from it. And tomorrow when they show up to work, there's going to be a lot of teams in our division. Two primary teams, us and Detroit, that are going to have to deal with adversity. And our guys are ready to handle it, to embrace it and go back to work. We got to put it behind us, and we got to move forward. It's a fluid season. There's so much that can happen, not just with Detroit, but with our division and with this league, that we got to take the emotion out of it. And it's hard to do right now after a loss, but we'll go ahead and get them in the morning. They'll get their weights in, and we'll make the corrections. We'll move forward with game planning, and we'll work on week 12. Not at all. I mean, I don't. And again, you know, when you say team, that's a little bit hard. That's a little bit harsh because we had a player make a dynamic play. They took it for a touchdown, and we put the ball on the ground. So, if one guy does it, we all do it. I recognize that. But our guys were ready to play today. I think they were ready to play, and I think that showed up over the course of the game that we were. But at the end of the day, to have those kind of penalties, again, hurts you tremendously. And it wasn't the pre-snap penalties that we had to control today because we did a good job on both sides of the ball. But we played a fast team, and things came up in all three phases, and we didn't get that done today. We certainly didn't get it done. The penalties had a lot to do with real estate, field position, obviously, and starts for the offense as well. It's a great question. It's a great question. They had 2 timeouts left. We're trying to run the ball, get the clock down, and prevent the punt. That we were trying to avoid the punt as much as anything, to give them an extra opportunity to make a play. So it's a good question. It's a clear decision. Do we take an aggressive approach? If we would have been coming out on defense at the break, would have thought about it a little bit differently. But knowing we're going to get the football in 12 minutes, the best thing. And we didn't get it done there either. We had 2 runs. The second run was a tackle for a loss. And then we kicked out a short screen, which is really like a run. And we got a tip ball, and a lot happened after that, obviously. So we didn't knock the time off the clock that we wanted to. And our defense did a good job of making a stop and holding them without a field goal at the end of the half. You know, I think you've got a little bit give some credit, give some credit to the Rams. I mean, they did a heck of a job. Certainly, we got to look at our goal line offense. Is a very difficult thing to practice. We spent a lot of time walking through it, but you can't get those kind of reps, and we didn't get it done today. I mean, I give credit to the Rams, and you know, we kept fighting. I mean, we still got in, but it cost us 3 minutes on the clock, and at least 3 minutes which really hurt our time of possession. I mean, we're sitting there and you're looking at time of possession. We're sitting there at 35 plus, but it's kind of meaningless because of those 3 minutes we spent on the 1 yard line. And a lot of that was penalty laden and everything else, but we didn't score fast enough, no doubt about it. Well, right now we haven't done a good job of consistently stopping the run. We've got to try to find a way to do a better job. And I know Mel's, you don't see that happening in practice. I think the guys are in the right place. But we didn't get it done, you know, I'm not going to go into the technical aspects of it, but we didn't. I do know this. I think we're putting in the time and the effort, and we've just got to continue to work at it. I know we will, and certainly we've got to do a better job next week. You know, I looked over at him once Aaron got a hold of him, and he seemed to have quieted himself down, so I wasn't going to add anything to it. I think I'll be able to talk more about that tomorrow because I really couldn't see everything that happened. You know, I saw Kyle lose his temper, but I don't know why. And again, it was on the other side of the field from us, so I didn't get a full view of it. Well, the one thing we only had two sacks today, to my recollection. We had one late hit, and we had one hit late. Our guys did a good job. I thought Bush did a good job. I mean, we were able to throw the ball pretty effectively, and when the pocket collapsed, Josh did a good job of moving around. But I mean, it's the overall package. He has size, he has speed, he has strength. He's very difficult to manage, and I thought, collectively, and the tape will show more. Maybe collectively, I thought Bush did a heck of a job against him today, and we gave him help when we could, and we tried to mix up the screens and move some people around and throw the ball quickly. But he's an outstanding player. So is Chris.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.